Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Bidding on a lighting project? Graybar makes it easy from design to delivery to job site logistics. Smart, scalable, and job site ready. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Pause for dramatic suspense.
Has he been in the facility yet, and whether or not he can be cleared to practice, do you expect him to be at practice this week?
I don't know if he's been in the facility yet because I've been in a dark room in the back. He might be in the facility as we speak, and so I don't have a lot of the answers to that, and I was just trying to be transparent when I said I didn't have any new information as I stood here today.
We have you in this setting as opposed to breathing down your neck after practice about this, but is there anything more you can tell us about what you learned about the dry needling technique or how that might continue or not continue with your team?
I have no new information regarding that, none whatsoever.
All right, Benzie jumping in there. The dry needling technique, I was imagining Tomlin going...
Can we break down the interaction first, Joe?
Yes, like that, please.
Benzie, he sort of tried to like give a little olive branch of like, hey, Mike, we're not jumping on you right after practice. Now that it's a Tuesday and things have settled down, do you have some more information?
Yeah.
No, absolutely not. So much for that approach.
Well, the idea that dry needling could still be going on in the facility. As I said earlier, Brian, I'm pretty certain without any hard and fast information that a dry needle will never appear at that Steeler facility again as long as we live. What have you learned about all of this over the past several days? And my question really would be, do you know or what are you inclined to believe? Was it a team employee that administered that treatment? Or an outside contractor for TJ?
I don't know for sure, but I've always been under the impression that if you're receiving treatment at the facility, that's where you get the treatment from the team employees. And that if you want to deal with outside people, which many players do, you do that on your own time, either at your place of residence or at that person's office. And that's kind of how that works. So I did get an email from a man named Boris, who played college football and was on an NFL like off-season roster at one point.
Yeah.
But he's now some sort of medical doctor. He's a Dr. Boris. Published physician,
yeah.
Explainer. And I mean, basically the bottom line of what he wrote, and he does dry needling himself, so he's curious about this. He said it could be a situation where there's no real smoking gun of blame. You know, maybe someone did the thing right and it just a strange side effect that is very rare occurred. So I guess we can keep that as a plausible deniability, but yeah, I mean, this doesn't seem like it's eventually TJ, I guess, is going to have to get up there and talk to us about it. And I'm sure he'll shrug off all of those questions, but yeah, it is a bizarre storyline to wrench into the end of this Steelers season.
Man, I'll say, and it would seem or sound, and I think some of the reporting said that it was an actual puncture. No? There was a small
hole
in the lung?
Now you're getting above my pay grade with lung punctures and collapsed lungs and dropped lungs is a phrase that's been out
there. Well, sure, but a punctured lung seems like more than a side effect. It seems like a punctured lung.
Like a needle went into it where it shouldn't go. Yeah,
yes.
I mean, it's hard to even really fathom or wrap your head around trying to understand the mechanisms at work here.
Yeah.
never done anything like this. I don't think any of us have. So, yeah, I don't know entirely how it works. I guess I'm willing to keep an open mind to hear the various sides of this if they ever come out or if anybody ever wants them to come out. But right now, yeah, Mike Tomlin is as coy as ever about TJ Watt. I guess maybe he's telling the truth on that. Like, he really is in the dark room watching Lions cut-ups and studying their offensive game plan and their defensive game plan. And then he emerges from the cocoon for the press conference, and then he slips right back into his darkness retreat. Limits?
Limits?
Watching, yeah. Lions tape.
Right, I believe that too. It's just going to be the big story this week is TJ Watt coming back. Do you have any educated opinion on that?
Well, I mean, based on Jerry Dulac's reporting yesterday that he is not expected to miss the rest of the season, there are only three games in the regular season remaining, obviously. So you could split it up 33-33-33.33333, or you could be somewhat optimistic about it that Mike Tomlin didn't rule him out immediately this week. You could be pessimistic about it because Mike didn't really shed any light on it. So I don't know. I guess it would have been better if TJ would have been out there on the sideline and we would have had eyes on him, or if Tomlin would have said, yeah, he's around, he's in good spirits. So I don't know what to make of it. And I honestly hate to speculate on something that, again, it's so strange. We can speculate on soft tissue injuries and, you know, unfortunately it's callous to say, but even concussions at this stage, because we see it so often, but this is something so far afield that I have no idea what to make of it.
All right. How about Ben from last night, with the Hall of Honor ceremonies going on, talking about Tomlin. Now, it wasn't long ago that Ben was saying, maybe it's time, you know, I think
to clean house.
Well, he said there's a time for maybe some new things. That's just saying that I think, you know, Coach Tomlin, if he wants to move on, he has every right to want to move on. That was what he said last night. Earlier.
Yeah.
Earlier he had said, maybe it's a clean house time. Maybe it's time. I like Coach Tomlin, but maybe it's best for him too. That sounds like he was saying it's time to move on from Coach Tomlin. This was Ben yesterday. Do we have this, Limits? Here we go.
Well, I don't think I say anything that's like really, I don't think I say anything negative. I don't critique the player. I'll critique the play. And just because I said that, you know, there's a time for like maybe some new thing, that's just saying that I think, you know, Coach Tomlin, if he wants to move on, he has every right to want to move on. It's not they should. It's up to him, you know, and he's earned that right and that, you know, if he wants to go do something else, he should. And, we should honor him.
Same thing or different things?
I think different thing. I was standing right across from Ben when he said that. I was probably going to ask a very similar question if Will Graves hadn't beaten me to it. Maybe more so along the lines of, is it awkward or difficult to come back here when you speak so candidly on the show about the team and the state of it and what you think could be done? So, yeah, I thought he walked it back, honestly. That part that you read about cleaning house and time for change, like, I don't think there's a ton of room for interpretation there. You can really get into semantics, I suppose, and do some mental gymnastics to try to explain away, but it certainly in the heat of the moment of the Bills game with the fire Tomlin chants, I thought it was pretty clear that Ben Roethlisberger was somewhat, you know, not so subtly suggesting that the Steelers move on. Joey Porter Sr. certainly thought that's what he was doing based on his comments last week with Cam Hayward. So yeah, you know, Ben was singing a little different tune last night, I think. And, you know, then he went on to say later, like, sometimes media, we critique players, even though we've never played the sport. He has played the sport, so he has a little bit more right to do so. Well, Ben, you've never coached, let alone run an organization, but I guess the double standard is the standard.
My God, he suggested he should be the Penn State coach. I think he was suggesting that it was time to move on. But whatever, that just made for some interesting fodder. How do you size up the Lions game?
not well for the Steelers. I thought this was one of the toughest games on the schedule when it came out. And just because the Lions are 8-6 and on the fringes of the NFC playoff picture and hemorrhaging points defensively, I'm not changing my stance on that because I mean, they're the highest scoring team in the league. They're going to put up points. I don't think the Steelers have seen speed quite like that. Devon Achan is fast, but you know, the Lions have it everywhere and they're on that fast track at Ford Field. I'm still skeptical of the Steelers to some extent after some questionable calls to aid them in beating the Ravens and then womping up on cold little Tua last night. It reminded me of womping up on warm little Dylan Gabriel in week 6.
So the Steelers could actually lose their next two and have the Ravens win the next two and still be playing for the division at home. They're in a pretty good position right now. If they play,
well, that's all relative. You want to be like, is having to beat the Ravens in week 18 a good position?
Well,
not necessarily.
I mean, there's
you control your own destiny. Though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so do the Ravens, kind of. If they went out there, and I'm just saying they could lose. The Steelers could lose their next two, and the division is still right there with one win at home. But anyway,
should they rest the boys?
Man, that's a question for another day.
For so 2 weeks.
So is this? But would you rather play the Jags, Chargers, Bills, or Texans? Because that's the only. I think that's the most realistic. I don't think Indy's going to get in, let alone move up. And I don't think the Broncos or Patriots are moving out of their current position. So you have Jags, Chargers, Bills, or Texans. Who would you most like to see come to Heinz Field if you're the Steelers, Brian?
Jags, I think. I know they have the best record, I guess, out of most of those teams right now. But I tend to think that if they have to come up here from Florida, much like the Dolphins just did, they might collapse, and it would be poetic if the playoff drought, I should say, that began with the Jags would also end with the Jags, would it not?
I like that a lot, and the Houston Texans are smoking hot right now, aren't they?
Yeah, their defense is absurd.
They've won 6 in a row and 7 out of 8, the only loss, a 3-point loss to Denver, and their offense, well, it scored 40 this week, but if they came here, I think the Texans would have a hell of a time scoring. I really do. I think that would be a very, very tight game. May the best defense win in that one. You?
Yeah, I still think the Texans are scarier than the Jags. I mean, they're hot too, but you know, this 4-game win streak that they're on, or 5-game win streak, kind of like the Dolphins actually a little bit. It started with destroying the Chargers. I won't take that away from them, and I have to give them credit for beating the Chiefs and Niners earlier this year. But the last 4 games, Cardinals, Titans, Colts with a fractured fibula, Daniel Jones, and then the Jets led by Brady Cook. The Jaguars are they're coasting past some soup cans at the moment.
Brian, why don't people give my Fighting Bo Nixes more credit? They've won 11 in a row. They're a couple of kicks away from being 14-0, and they've beaten, let's see here, the Eagles in Philly, Houston in Houston, Kansas City, and Green Bay. Why don't the Fighting Bo Nixes get more credit?
I think they're starting with this guy right here. I am not a Bo Nix believer, but it's tough to be skeptical. It's tough to be a cynic after the way he played this weekend. So maybe they do have it going, Sean Payton and Bo Nix. And we know that defense has been nasty since the Steelers played them early last season, when we kind of first started realizing, oh, wow, the Broncos have some guys up front. And obviously in the secondary, they have Pat Surtain, the second reigning defensive player of the year. So, yeah, that team is a tough out for sure. And if Bo Nix, I suppose, and why do people not believe in them? I think because you have seen Bo Nix have some duds of a performance at times. But if he can play like he's been playing lately, then yeah, absolutely the Broncos can go on a run.
Limits, the moving you out of this conversation has Brian Batko almost weeping.
A frequently asked question, Brian, is regarding Patrick Queen and ultimately how he plays week to week. And I saw him actually go at somebody on Twitter yesterday after the game. Did you see what Patrick Queen had to say, Brian? If not, I'll read it to you.
I did. I did see it. It was four letters, correct?
Yes, to a man named Neil, where he said,
a man named Neil.
Patrick Queen is the rare player who gives more effort after the whistle and than before it. And Patrick Queen responded with a shut the you know what. So what do you make of Patrick Queen's performance over the last couple of weeks?
See, that's what Big Ben was talking about. People critiquing the player instead of the play. No, I think Queen was pretty darn good last night. I don't know why he so frequently feels compelled to spark up a little Twitter beef, but who am I to say? So, no, I mean, that was a tone setter when he shot the gap and brought that guy down, hit him 4 yards behind the line of scrimmage. I mean, he just read that perfectly. That was like when they signed him last March, if you would have said, all right, put a play up on the screen of what you're expecting you're going to get from Patrick Queen, that probably would have been it.
All right. Lastly, Brian, we have a very, very interesting schedule this week, and the first game fascinates me. It's the Rams in Seattle on Thursday. It's a 1.5-point spread, Rams favored. The Rams lose that game. I think they're the best team in the NFL. They're a wild card, probably, which is incredible to me. Then we have Green Bay at Chicago on Saturday. Then we have games like Steelers at Detroit, New England at Baltimore. We've got all kinds of things happening this weekend, Brian. But how about that first game, Rams at Seattle?
And Colts Niners again at the end of the week. I think we all want to see round two of Big Phil season hangs by a thread. But yeah, Rams Seahawks is phenomenal Thursday night football game. Correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, last year, didn't the Rams find themselves in a situation where they had to go on the road in the playoffs? And as good as Matthew Stafford has been, I don't know if you want him trying to dial it up and thread the needle in, you know, sub-freezing temperatures in, say, Philly or somewhere like that with all the marbles on the line. You want to keep things nice and hospitable for him at his age.
Well, I suggest they win Thursday. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Bye, guys.
See you, Brian.
Bye, Brian.
Brian Bacco of the Post Gazette. Read his stuff at postgazette.com.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? I was so amazed at how he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube.
I think we should call a doctor.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep. Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Behind the net, coming out as Hayden centers. They score! It's Carcone on the power play. And the Utah Mammoth, four straight goals here in the third period. The nightmare continues for the Penguins.
All right, Limits, amidst all the Steeler talk and excitement here, we have a pretty big and interesting hockey game going on tonight. Two mentally fragile teams, I would say. One is mentally fragile only when they get to the Stanley Cup final, but that is a problem because Connor McDavid hasn't won a Stanley Cup yet. And it seems a perpetual problem for the Edmonton Oilers is goaltending at the biggest moments. Say they go out and get a goaltender who doesn't exactly have a penchant for delivering in the clutch. And that would be our friend Tristan Jarry. He's now their goalie. He's coming back to Pittsburgh tonight. The tribute video should be interesting. You can show some of his, some of the greatest gaffes in Pittsburgh sports history, if you'd like to call it that. But you could also show his goal. He did score a goal. And he did make the All-Star team a couple times.
Yeah, twice.
And he did help stabilize this team when it looked like it was going off a cliff about, I don't know, 3 weeks to a month ago. And now it looks like that again, unfortunately, because their instabilities emotionally have happened in a week that I still can't believe I witnessed. For that to happen like once in a season, a couple of the things we saw, or a couple of times in a season, maybe, but to lose a lead, give up a goal when the other team has their goalie pulled, that's one thing. That happens from time to time. Then you lose a huge lead and you give up a goal with 1/10 of a second left in the game. That might not happen in most of our lifetimes. Then you lose another lead, this time 5-1 in the third period, and then 5-2 with like 4 minutes left. And then you give up another lead where you lead 3-0 after two periods. I mean, and mixed in there is a terrible performance against the Canadiens. What the hell has happened to the Penguins' limits?
Yeah, I feel like it's now just in their head, Joe. I mean, doesn't it at least kind of feel that way in the third period, where even if they have a lead by whether it's 4 goals or even just by 2 goals, it seems like that's not insurmountable for the other team, to, no matter how much time is still on the clock. And it's like, oh, well, here we go again. It has spiraled into this last weekend, losing 2 games in overtime, leaving points out there on the table. They've lost, what, 7 games, 8 games in either overtime or the shootout? Like, these are the types of games that we're 9, actually, now. More than I even could have expected. We're going to look back on these points with this current 5-game losing streak as the reason why they did not find a way to get into the playoffs. I truly believe that.
I don't know how you bounce back from this mentally. I mean, like I said, I've never seen it in my life. A team of any kind lose these kinds of disaster games in a row where you give up leads like that.
Right.
Give me the Will Craig highlight again, if you would, with Joe Block on the call. This is like Will Craig doing that 3 times in a week. What are we doing here? Having said that, big picture, God bless me, I still like where the Penguins are right now. I do, and I've been a Kyle Dubas critic. But I like the way that they're positioned as far as young talent. Say this too. Even with the meltdowns, every time I watch the Penguins, it's wildly entertaining. I'll say that. Would you agree with that limit?
1,000%. Especially being able to see Kindle. We saw McGroarty score a goal. Some of the younger guys that are being thrown into the fire with the older guys.
And the way that they play, for the most part.
Yeah.
They totally outplayed the Stars. They totally outplayed the Ducks in 2 of their games that turned into unforgettable, horrifying, traumatic disasters. But they did outplay those teams.
And those are teams that were, maybe not the Ducks, but the Stars especially, you wondered how much they were going to be able to play with those teams this year. How much were they going to be a bottom five team in the NHL? They've definitely made more strides than I think a lot of people would have anticipated, at least for me. Like, I was wrong about what I thought they were going to be. I didn't think they were a playoff team. They might still not be.
Bob picked them to be a playoff team.
He did. I think he was the only one, because I know you and I did not. So there are definitely some positive signs to show, but the fear for me is that these last couple of games could end up spiraling before you get to Christmas. Well, the game tonight, tonight's going to be a big game because you're going up against Jari.
And Skinner's in net for the Penguins.
Correct.
I wanted to see Mirishov just...
Tonight?
Yeah, again.
I wanted to see Skinner versus Jari.
Did you? I mean, Skinner is just Skinner, you know. It's basically Jari versus Jari.
But it's written in the Stars. It's the two goalies that were just traded for each other a couple of days later.
Right about that, I guess. I don't know. I wanted to see them give Mirishov a chance to get back on the horse here after that disaster. He was great.
He should start
through
the next
periods,
one.
Through 2 periods, and then it fell apart. Is he back down already? Have the Penguins made a move?
Yeah, I think he is.
Can you look at that limits? I want to see him back as soon as possible and just get the reins and go here. He's the guy. Let him play. Is he back? Anyway.
Yeah, they sent him back.
Where's Bob?
He's finishing up at the Tomlin News Conference.
He's merely a cardboard cutout sitting across from me. And what a man he is, huh? You think we'll see him tomorrow?
I do. So they activated Skinner and they activated Kulak. And
Murashov
was reassigned back to Wilkes-Barre.
Okay. Listen, like I said, in spite of the malfunctions, if you want to call them that, I look forward to watching these games, and the Penguins are good entertainment right now. Like, this is riveting theater tonight, is it not? It's Sid against McDavid.
Well,
it's Skinner against Jarry, and it's probably going to be a wildly entertaining game. And there is some suspense related to all this drama and all these meltdowns. What's going to happen if they go up 4-0 in the game? What's going to happen if they go up 8-0? They lose 9-8?
It's entertaining because it's a very, very unique plot. And there's a lot of huge thrills to it, but you don't know if you're going to like the ending of the movie.
That's for sure. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. What's Cooking, brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Sunny today, very kindly. And a high of 34, Andy Russell. Low of 14, Kenny Gainwell. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Limits, I'll see you on the other side, and hopefully we'll see Bob too. But who really knows until right before the show.
Bye, Joe. I love you. He did not say he loves me back. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Bidding on a lighting project? Graybar makes it easy, from design to delivery to job site logistics. Smart, scalable, and job site ready. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.